Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the Bible principle of the inner image and the imagination. It's a very important thing to do and to work and to develop. And this is how God operated when he created the earth. And this is how Jesus created the different things in his ministry. Every born-again believer has been equipped to receive the inner image and to speak it out in faith using God's word. This is part two from a five-part series. What do we do if the inner image is wrong? A person may have an inner image of being a failure while trying to be successful, or having an inner image of being overweight or trying to lose weight and become thin. These negative images are only changed by the Word of God and by using the Word of God in faith. The Word not only produces faith, but also produces images on the inside of a person in the area of the imagination. After your spirit, this is the next most powerful part of the person's being. For example, if a parent speaks over their child negative words, that is, you are a failure, you'll always be a failure, over a child when it is young, these words will create an inner image of failure in the imagination, and it will grow up fulfilling these words due to the inner image created by negative words. This is what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. The words paint pictures on the inside of a person of failure or success, defeat or victory, the same way a painter uses paint to paint an image on canvas. So words do the same thing. They create an image on the inside of us. For an example, imagine a dog, then a big dog, then a black dog with white spots, then with a short tail, then with curly hair. Each time something new is added, the picture of the imagination changes. You do not see the words, but you see the pictures. And this is how God made mankind. Through his word, they create pictures on the inside of a human being or a believer. And God wants us to create the proper image, not the world's image, but from the word of God, and then speak it out by faith after we've developed that on the inside of us. This is a normal godly procedure. God intended people to take the word of God and create the inner image based on the truth and in faith. We go to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This is God speaking to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. This scripture shows how Joshua became successful. He meditated on God's word and created an inner image that he could see in his imagination, an image of success of how God saw him. It says that you may observe, or in other words, you will see. God knew that when Joshua meditated, that an inner image would be formed on the inside of him that would change what was happening on the outside. And this is what God wants for every believer, to develop an inner image using God's word of success and not failure. Let us now go to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Reading from verse 11, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing to which I sent it. God is watching over his word to perform it. But it can't be performed by the Holy Spirit until it comes out of our mouth in faith. God wants us to take the principle of the inner image, develop the image according to God's word, which is absolute truth, on the inside of our spirit man, and then we see ourselves as God sees us, and then we speak it out of our mouth in faith, and then the Holy Spirit works on those words coming out of our mouth to make it happen or to create it. This is a godly standard procedure. Thank you for being with me today during this topic. The next topic coming up will be Satan Knows the Power of the Inner Image, and this is part three from the five-part series. Thank you, and God bless.